said to her, I'm in trouble and pain, every day's the same, I need help from you. She said to him, set your sail towards home, for the light I shine is reflecting you. And he sailed o'er the sea with the sun in the sky, and the moon came round and the clouds rolled by. Every day he looked out, set his heart on her, lighten up my mind, purify my soul. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, oh. He said out loud, I want you to be my lighthouse, guiding me home and free. In the darkest night, I can look towards you, find comfort in the light. The reply he heard is, the light I shine is reflecting the light of you all the time. The light of me is the glory of you. If I'm a lighthouse, you're a lighthouse too. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Get my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah. I'm moving.
Chronic living is a journey, and the journey to become pleasurable, enjoyable, should be a smooth one. Everyone begins this journey at different point of time. And the journey is very unique. This journey itself has got its own beauty, temptations, and full of ups and downs. There would be times where you will feel that you have gone down. And then, after repeated attempts, you again come back. As I said, the journey is full of temptations, sideways, distractions. But the beauty of the journey is that everything you do in this journey is making you move forward. Even the temptations, even the falls, they are a learning lesson. It is the journey of learning and relearning. It is the journey of adjustment and readjustment. It is the journey of realignment. It is the journey of conditioning and deconditioning. It is the journey of mastery and remastery. And one beautiful thing about this journey is it should remain guilt-free and shame-free. If you think that you have fallen down because the sanskars, the habits of eating are very deep-rooted and you cannot change them overnight. For some, it may take days, for some it may take weeks, months and years together. It is not that overnight you become pranic. Pranic activation is activation of spiritual power. Pranic activation is the activation of the third body, the third eye. Pranic activation is about entering into higher consciousness. It is the movement from outside to move away from the general flow and begin a solo journey. It's not a joke. We are living in a society where eating is a celebration advocated and supported and encouraged by the world. To realize that anything I put into my system creates obstructions. It creates a place for parasites. To understand that I do not need anything from outside. I do not need anything from outside. It's a journey of becoming less and less, and in that way only you become more and more. First, remove the dead, the carcass. The journey begins by removing the dead. And then you remove the animals and all related to animals. And then gradually you remove the fire. And then you remove all the plants, because in the long run you understand plants also have got life. You are left with fruits. Gradually you remove them. You are left with liquids. Gradually you remove them. You are left with breath. Gradually you remove that. You are left with soul. That alone is enough for survival. The moment soul leaves the body is dead. That means it was the soul that was powering the body and not the food. You understand higher dimensions of violence. The journey of pranic living is just like Patanjali's Raj Yoga. It has got 8 limbs, Ashtanga Yoga. And when they say they are limbs, that does not mean that they are steps. They start with Yam, Yama, Niyama, Asama, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dhyana, Dharana and Samadhi. It doesn't mean that unless and until you qualify the first, you cannot enter into second. Everything should go parallel. All the Yamas, Aste, Ahimsa, Brahmacharya, Prat, non-stealing and all those, as you know, all the Niyamas of purity, of sense control, Soch, Santosh and so on. So it is not that unless and you qualify this, you enter into this. You do everything together. That's why they are known as limbs. They are not known as steps. So Dhyan, you enter into asanas, you enter into pranayamas, you start controlling breath, and then a very major step is pratyahar. Pratyahar is to withdraw. Withdraw from food, not just physical food, but all the foods. What the eyes is taking, what the ears are taking, what the skin is taking, what the tongue is taking, what the nose is taking, all the five senses. The withdrawal of all the food is pratyahara. And pratyahara is the beginning of pranic living. Dhyan dharna, you keep on oscillating in dhyan dharna for a long time. Dharna, dhyan, dharna, dhyan and dhyan and dharna. Till you become one folk, one-pointed, where the object of meditation disappears. The observer and the observed become one. That is samadhi. So it's an entry into higher consciousness. So also, pranic living begins with a journey. It's a journey into wholesomeness. It's a journey into complete health. It's a journey into perfection. You have to begin with certain disciplines. Without those disciplines, you cannot progress ahead. You need disciplines, a set of disciplines. You need a checklist, a bucket list for the whole day. And these are the things that should be done by a pranic liver. And these are the things that should be become the part of Brahmacharian lifestyle. These are the things that would make you eligible for living on light. So journey is of living on light and not on physical substances. Journey is to survive on breath alone, Brahmacharian. It's a journey of inidia, non-eating, because you have understood the ill effects. The moment you eat something, your thoughts change. Food and thoughts are one. Food and emotions are one. So what you eat affects you. From where the food is coming, how it is coming, how it is generated, what substances are there, Everything affects you. What is your state of the mind? So, just as this Patanjali's Raj Yoga has got these limbs and everything should be is of importance. It is not that one day suddenly you get situated in Brahmacharya. Brahmacharya is a journey. It's a long journey. It's a moment-to-moment awareness. It is watchfulness. Truth, Satya, Astheya, Aparigraha. These are the journey. It is not that one day you suddenly achieve Aparigraha of Yama, non-stealing. Because you start understanding the deeper meanings of non-stealing. Stealing is not about taking somebody's thing or object. Stealthily. You understand higher dimensions of Satya, truth. You understand higher dimensions of Brahmachari. You understand higher dimensions of non-stealing, non-possession, asthe, aparigraha, and so on. So just as these are the limbs, and everything should be checked every day, so also in the pranic living, you need to keep a checklist. So today we will see this journey of pranic living, what all things included in this, and everything is important. And you have to keep on doing this checking every day, so that everything is included in it. It's a journey into perfection. It's a journey into love, unconditional love for all beings. The journey is confusing sometimes. Sometimes seems impossible, but if you persist, it soon becomes enjoyable. Every ups and downs becomes a means of teaching, a learning to you. So what things are included? We already discussed multiple times, but let us see again. First is Amrit Vela meditation. Meditation is the foundation of this journey. Without meditation, without that experience of soul consciousness, you cannot get rid of body consciousness. Food consciousness is body consciousness. So, increase your timings of meditation. And the best timing for meditation for Brahmins is when the whole world is sleeping. Yanisha Sarva Bhutana. When the world sleeps, the yogi stays awake. It is not just the philosophical meaning, but also the gross meaning. When the whole world is sleeping, the yogi wakes up. So you need to increase your timings of meditation. And the best timing is 2 and 5. These 3 hours are the periods of meditation. These 3 hours should become very powerful. Not just meditation, also churning. Not just churning, also organizing yourself. Because the whole day scatters you. These 3 hours would make you condense again. Make you concentrated again. So see that not a single day you miss. So for making this as a routine, a habit, without missing a single day, no matter what is happening in the day, no matter where you are, what you are, traveling, not traveling, eating, not eating, doing service, not doing service, no matter. This should remain as it is, as a habit, and make this habit so strong that even if you sleep at 11, you still get up before 2. Because this period is the ambrosial period. This period is the nectarine period. Today's Sakar Murli Baba said, knowledge is musk, kasturi. It is the musk. The real musk you sense, you smell only during this period. The whole day becomes polluted. The worldlings wake up. The worldly sensual people wake up. And they spread their sensual vibrations. So that is the only period when the whole world is sleeping and you wake up to newer consciousness. So in the pranic living, the first thing is Amrit Vela. The second thing is Brahmacharya, undiluted. And as I said, Brahmacharya is a journey. And it should remain shame-free and guilt-free. Otherwise, you cannot progress. And don't think that you can achieve Brahmacharya in one day. person might be here since 40 years or 60 years. That doesn't mean that they are situated, staying unmarried, keeping away from the opposite gender doesn't make you a brahmachari. It's a journey. There would be ups and downs and falls, but see that. Take every fall as a learning lesson. In fact, it is not a fall, because the biology works. Body follows biology, not your commands. The body has biology of attraction. It attracts the male, the female. They follow hormones. Actually, the real brahmacharya takes place only when you become brahmacharian. So long as you are allowing the outside food to enter the system, real brahmacharya cannot take place. There might be some souls, some highly elevated souls. For them, it might be a possibility. There are only two methods of brahmacharya. First, love, and second, non-eating. To become siddha, to become yogi, these are the only two methods. Either you resort and make non-eating your habit, or you fill yourself with unlimited love for the whole humanity. Everyone, the heart is filled with unconditional love. Then the brahmacharya is the result. That is the first method. Second is non-eating. You do not allow any extra. Gradually you start making things less and less and less and less and less and less and less. There are people who have experiences that they begin with fasting one day. They enjoyed it. They extended to 3 days. Juice detox, 7 days juice detox, 9 days, 60 days, 90 days. And they say that brahmacharya became so easy for us during that period. The moment they came back to eating, again the sensual urges start. Again the fluctuations in the conscious start. So long as you keep away, they are okay. So it is not about starting an end point. It is a journey. You understand? Whenever I put anything irritating, urges come back. So the second thing is brahmacharya. The third thing is company of nature. The more close you are to nature, pranic living becomes easy. Pranic living means surviving on prana, surviving on subtle elements, surviving on something which is a substitute for food. So you are substituting food by prana. Protein versus prana. What is this prana? It's an invisible force which is within me, which is outside me. And I change the mindset that I don't need anything except this. I derive all the nutrients, all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the micronutrients. Everything I need comes from prana. The triple prana, sun, air, and earth. So everything I need is coming from the environment. Cosmic air is the reservoir of all the nutrients. Ramayana mentions when Sri Ram was in the jungle, he met so many people who were surviving just on air. Every literature mentions that. So, the first thing is Amrit Vela Brahmacharya. And third is your daily practice of sun gazing or sun bath. The body should get exposed to sun, but because know that sun is the primary source of all the nutrients on this earth. Everything that is grown on the earth, all the vegetables, all the fruits and everything which is growing, from where they are deriving nutrition, not from earth. From the cosmic air and from the cosmic light, that light comes from sun. So sun is the supreme creator. Everything comes from sun. That is the direct source. If you can derive all the nutrients from the sun, then your dependency on all other nutrients reduce. the chemicals, the pesticide, the pharmacy and the pharmaceutical drugs, everything which is entering the system is doing nothing but poisoning it. When you learn to survive by gradual practice, your body will need less and less and less. So you become more of soul and less of body. The next is E. E for your body should become clean, because it is so difficult to make it clean by natural methods. So it becomes clean by colonics or enemas. In the initial stages, you have to take help of all of these things. Then F, food. Gradually make journey from denser food to lesser food, from denser to lighter food. Grains are the heaviest food. Non-veg is the heaviest food. All the dairies, they are the heavy food for us. We are not made for them. They are not made for us. We are made to survive on fruits. They carry very high and very quality product. The next is hiking or walking. The more you walk, the more you go for long distance walking, the more you are in touch with nature. And one more thing it does, you are in silence. And spirituality is impossible without silence. And spirituality is impossible without solitude. The next is introspection. The more you move within, the pranic journey becomes easy. The more you are extrovert and talking, pranic journey is difficult. Then journaling, writing. Write down your daily food chart. What you ate yesterday. Write down your daily food chart. Everything should be documented. 6 a.m., 8 a.m., what you ate. And there is a sudden temptation to eat something. Write that also. So food journey, food charting, food journaling. Next is Karma Yoga. Karma Yoga means you stay busy. If you remain idle, empty-minded, what we do? We resort to food, emotions, emotional eating. Then Murli study, study Gyan. Gyan is so powerful that makes your mind churning all the time. So you remain on a higher platform. The moment you stop churning, you come down. Baba said Gyan is musk, kasturi. So smell it. It's so fragrant. It's so beautiful. So much variety is there in this Gyan. Then love. Fill the heart with love. Love for everything. Unconditional love for every creature. Love itself is a journey. Love itself is a destination. Then evening meditation, Numasham. Just as you give attention to morning meditation, evening meditation is also powerful. Morning 2 to 5. 3 hours and evening at least 6:30 to 8 o'clock, 1.5 hour or 8:30. Finish your dinner before 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock so that you are free for meditation. The sunset and no food. When the sunset happens, stop. Nothing should enter mouth. No food, no water. So you are free only for meditation and churning of knowledge and discussion of knowledge, nothing else. Then next is silence, observance of silence, pranayama, breath work, qigong tai chi. Next, running, cycling, swimming. Running is the best activity. When you run, new thoughts come to your mind. Next, solitude, tapasya, umang, utsah, enthusiasm. So these are some of the things we need to do every day and keep a checklist. Have I done barefoot walk? Have I done sun gazing? Have I eaten? What sort of food I have eaten? Murli study I have done. Meditation morning. So total at least 5 hours meditation per day sitting. 3 hours in the morning, 1.5 to 2 hours in the evening. So this 5 hours meditation is the foundation of pranic living, pranic consciousness. And rest all the time. You also spend time in understanding knowledge. You also spend time in Karma Yoga. So when you remain busy throughout the day, there is not a 1 minute where you are idle and you are wasting your time. Which such a lifestyle you become pranic. And it's an enjoyment. It's a joy. It's moj. In today's slogan, Baba said, that's what is life. Art of living. That is the art of living with pleasure. So, begin this journey. And every day is a new day. Take it as a new day. What you have never done before, do it today. As he was saying, take risk. Take challenges. Live dangerously. Do all those things which you have never done. Go out of your comfort zone and do something new. Only when you move out of the comfort zone, the real growth starts. Om Shanti.
त्वमेव माता च पिता त्वमेव त्वमेव बन्धुश्च सखा त्वमेव त्वमेव विद्या द्रविणं त्वमेव त्वमेव सर्वं मम देव देव feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods, I feel I'm alive.